Data that is contained in a struct is treated as a whole. In object-oriented terms, it is treated like an object. It would be nice to have a subroutine that takes one of our structs as a parameter and prints it out. Let us write a subroutine that uses the stack-based calling convention of Chapter 27 to do this. Here is a small subroutine. For now, it only prints out the age field of the argument struct. It uses register S0, so it must first push the value of S0 onto the stack. It does not call any other subroutine, so it does not need to push register RA. The trap handler calls are not normal subroutine calls. The argument is the address of the struct. A large struct can be passed as an argument to a subroutine by giving the subroutine the address of the struct. The various fields of the structure are then accessed using displacements off of the address. So our subroutine starts out by pushing register S0 onto the stack. Then it makes a safe copy of the argument A0 in register S0. This is because A0 might be changed later on. Now, to print age, use the normal trap handler service for. That service is given the address of the string as an argument. Next, print out the integer age. This integer is contained on the struct. The address of the struct was passed in an argument, which we now have in register S0. To get the integer age, use displacement 0 off of register S0. We load age into register A0 and then use operating system service 1 to print out that integer. Finally, the subroutine epilogue restores register S0 to the caller and then returns to the caller.